Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords. Conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men. Surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Salamta, Beteseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Yeah. Oh, well,
Yes, yes. Redemption. Always and forever. Yes, I, Rastafari, redemption. Reverend James Morris Webb said back in the 20s, look to Africa where a black man will be crowned king. In him, you will find the Redeemer. Now, he was a reverend, so he's familiar with the Bible, the scripts, and we see the king, the kinsman Redeemer. Right, the kinsman, that means he's related to kind of like buy back, purchase the people, you know, in a symbolic sense, like working off some debt, so to speak. But the kinsman redeemer, the one that buys back, a kinsman that might have been sold into forced labor or servitude or even slavery, that kinsman, kinsman redeemer. And we say, weep not, behold, conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Weep not. Behold, Kedemah, we highly Selassie. Words of wisdom coming from
I will open my mouth in a parable and sing the dark sayings of old. Definite wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hand. Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah, or man you will surely fail. Your folly is your reward. Better a dinner of herb where love is than feasting where there is wrath. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh yeah, na na. Upright, for this is the time that will tell, when the righteous one shall stand up strong. Oh, why did the heathen rage? All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen. Sing the dark sayings of old. Not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands. Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the words of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail.
Yes, words. In the beginning was the word of wisdom. Words of wisdom. So here for the Wednesday podcast, you know, Wisdom Wednesday. Before that, it was, you know, give thanks to sisters, the daughters, the mothers, and the wives. It was Woman's Wednesday. And still in the basic highest principle, right, of womanity, from our perspective, that's wisdom in the beginning. You know, one time it's about where's the, you know, the feminine aspect in the Judeo-Christian, or rather the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, the Western Gentile Judeo-Christian Christianity. Many ones miss it, but that's wisdom, right? Mother wisdom. Wisdom is justified by all of her children. Those words translated in the mouth of Jesus Christ. Yes, I. But here for the Wednesday, the midway day. This is the middle, the heart of the week right here. As chanted in the Temple of Jerusalem, particular psalms, particular chants. We say particular eyes is right here. We have Psalm 94 for the midway day of the Shavuot.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
So here at the Wednesday right here, the midway day, counting the 7 days of Shavuah. Here, this will be the fourth day of the week, the fourth day of the Shavuah. So here we have this 46th sabbatical study. We have Ikev, or modern Hebrew, Ikev. Modern Hebrew pronunciation, Ikev. More African, Shemitic pointing, Ikev, which basically points to the heel, right, consequences, as we would say, it followed on the heels of such and such and such. In that sense, as we use words, the literal sense is the heel, but they can have a different nuance, like it followed on the heels, you know, on the heels of this. That happened on the heels of that, or as a consequence of this or that occurred or happened. But right here, let's touch on some of the basic readings. Right here, we have the third aliyah to the fifth aliyah that will cover, like, say, the Tuesday, Wednesday, and looking forward to the Thursday, you know, with the principle that we seek to keep. And aliyah, you know, aliyah a day. TTI, that organization, 12 Tribes of Israel, they said what? They said a chapter a day. Yes, that's good. But here for us, sabbatically speaking, an aliyah, a portion, right, of the Torah portion right here.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shem Av, Wahabein, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force.
Now this covers force, right here. Force, this here covers force, Deuteronomy chapter force, 9 verse 4 to Deuteronomy 11 verse 9. Three aliyot here, three readings right here, as we have on the Sabbath day, the full Torah portion, reading and feeding for that Shavua, right, is seven. There are seven parts to it. So in those seven parts, we see a good bite-sized portion is like the principle of an aliyah a day, right, even expanding on the basic principle of a chapter a day. Like there's many grades. There's the kindergarten, the basic, and then we go on, you know, growing in grace and knowledge. So here, Shema, Yisrael, hear this.
Yisrael, give ear. Hear the Shalishi Aliyah, the third reading here for this Shabbat, Aikeb, Senbet, and Dihim, Yohonah. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called, in translation, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 9. Verse 4, for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat Aikeb, Sabbath consequences. Ala tomara bia levaveka ha hidof yahweh loheka otam mila faneka lemor bez idak atia heya bihani yahweh la resheta eta haaretza hazot. Uba Risha Ata Hagoyim Haele Yawa Morisham Ni Paneka. Here for the Shalishi Aliyah for Shabbat Aikeb, Sabbath because of Sabbath consequences, and Dihim Yohana. Speak not thou in thine heart. Ala tomara bi levaveka. Speak not thou in thine heart. After that, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, hath cast them out from before the I, saying, for my righteousness, Yahweh, Jehovah, has brought I in to possess this land. But for the wickedness, the wretchedness of these nations, Yahweh, Jehovah, doth drive them out from before the eye. Not for thine, the eye, righteousness, or for the uprightness of thine heart, dost thou, the eye, go to possess their land, but for the wretchedness, the wickedness of these nations, these goyim, these international communities, nationalities, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, doth drive them out from before thee, I, that he may perform the word, Hadavar, the logos, the word which Yahweh Jehovah swear to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Understand, therefore, that Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, giveth thee not this good land over Ethiopia, this good land, to possess it for thy righteousness. For thou art a stiff-necked people. Remember and forget not how thou provokest Yahweh Eloheka Jehovah the I Elohim to wrath. Bamidbar, in the wilderness, from the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, out of the land of Egypt, until ye, y'all, came to this place. Ye, y'all, have been rebellious against Yahweh, against Jehovah. Also in Horeb, ye, y'all, provoked Yahweh, Jehovah, to wrath, so that Yahweh was angry with you to have destroyed you. When I was going up into the mount to receive the tables, the tablets of stone, even the tables, the tablets of the covenant which Yahweh Jehovah made with you, then I abode in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water. And Yahweh Jehovah delivered to me, to I, two tables, tablets of stone, written with the finger of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, and on them was written, according to all Hadabarim, all the words which Yahweh Jehovah spake with you in Hahar, in the mount, out of the midst of Ha'esh, the fire, in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that Yahweh Jehovah gave I, the two tables, the tablets of stone, even the tables, the tablets of Habrit, the covenant. And Yahweh Jehovah said to I, arise, get thee down quickly from hence, from here, for Amikah, thy people, which thou hast brought forth, Mitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They are quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten image. Furthermore, Yahweh Jehovah spake to I, Lamor, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, leave me alone, that I may destroy them, and blot out their name from under Shemayim, under heaven. And I will make of thee, I, a nation mightier and greater than they. So I turned and came down from Hahar, from the mount, and Hahar, the mount, burned with Aish, fire, and the two tables, tablets of Habarit, of the covenant, were in my two hands. And I looked, and behold, ye y'all had fucked up, had sinned, had ucked up against Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah your Elohim, and had made you a molten calf. Ye y'all had turned aside quickly out of the way which Jehovah had commanded you. And I took the two tables, tablets, and cast them out of my two hands, and break them before your eyes. And I fell down, listen to Yahweh, before Jehovah as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water because of all your uckeries, your sins, which ye had sinned in doing wickedly, ratchetly, in the sight of Jehovah to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure wherewith Yahweh Jehovah was wroth, was routed against you to destroy you. But Jehovah hearkened to I at that time, at that I were also. And Yahweh Jehovah was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him. And I prayed for Aaron also at also the same time, the same Iwa. And I took your sin, your hatiyat, your uckery, the calf which ye all had made, and burnt it with fire, and stamped it, and ground it very small, even until it was as small as dust. And I cast the dust thereof into the brook that descended out of Hahar, the mount, and at Taberah, and at Massah and at Kibrota Hata'ava. Y'all provoke Yahweh Jehovah to wrath. Likewise, when Yahweh Jehovah sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, Aliyah up, go up, and possess the land which I have given you, then y'all rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh Elohim, against the mouth of Jehovah, your Elohim. And ye, y'all, believed him not, nor hearkened to his vocal, his voice. Ye have been rebellious against Jehovah from the day that I knew you. Thus, like this, I fell down listening to Yahweh before Jehovah 40 days and 40 nights, as I fell down at the first, because Yahweh Jehovah had said he would destroy you. And I prayed, therefore, to Yahweh and said, Oh, Adonai, Jehovah, destroy not thy people and thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed through thy greatness, which thou, the eye, hast brought forth, me Mitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, with a mighty hand, a mighty yad. Remember thy servants, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. Look not to the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness, their ratchetness, nor to their sin, their uckery. Lest the land whence thou broughtest us out say, because Yahweh Jehovah was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, and because he hated them, he hath brought them out to slay them by Midbar in the wilderness. Yet they are Amikah, thy people, and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest out by thy mighty power and by thy stretched out arm.
Out, 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 out.
Shema'ah, hear, hear, hear. Gevir and hear Shema'ah Yisrael, fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, chapter 10, and hear for the Rabbi'i, Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah for this Shabbat, Aikev, Sabbath, because Sabbath consequences, Senbet and Dihim Yehonah, Sabbath, and like this it shall be, warnings and exhortations, and hear for the Rabbi'i Aliyah. Ba'aita hahiya maria wa elaya pesala leka shneya luchota banima ba reshonima wa elay elaya hahara wea osita leka eron ait. At that time, at that hour, Jehovah said to me, to I hew thee two tables, tablets of stone, like to the first, and come up and aliyah up to me, wa elei elai, into the mount Ahar, and make thee I an ark of wood, make thee to the eye Aaron Eich. And I will write on the tables, Hadabarim, the words that were in the first tablets, which thou breakest, and thou shalt put them in the ark. And I made an ark of shittim wood, and hewed two tables of stone like to the first, and went up and aliyahed up into Hahar the mount, having the two tablets in mine hand. And he wrote on the tables the tablets according to the first writing, the Esaret HaDebarim, the 10 words called the 10 commandments, which Yahweh Jehovah spake to you in the mount out of the midst of Ha'esh, the fire, in the day of the assembly, when Yahweh gave them to I. And I turned myself and came down from Hahar the mount, and put the tables, the tablets, into the Aron, the ark, which I had made. And there they be, as Yahweh commanded me. And the Bnei Yisrael took their journey from the Erot of the children of Ja'akan to Mosera. There Aaron died, and there he was buried, and Eleazar, his son, Beno, ministered in the priest's office in his stead. From thence they journeyed to Gudgoda, and from Gudgoda to Jotbat, a land of rivers of water. At that time, at that Iowa, Yahweh Jehovah separated the tribe of Levi to bear the Ark of Habarit, the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh Jehovah, to stand lifnei Yahweh before Jehovah, to minister, to serve to him, and to bless and shemo his name to this day. Wherefore, Levi hath no part nor inheritance with his brethren. Yahweh Jehovah is his inheritance according as Yahweh Elohim, God Jehovah, the I Elohim, promised him. And I stayed in Hahar, the mount, according to the first time, the first Iowa, 40 days and 40 nights. And Yahweh Jehovah hearkened to me at that Iowa, at that time also. Yahweh Jehovah would not destroy thee. And Yahweh Jehovah said to me, arise, take thy journey before Ha'am, the people, that they may go in and possess the land, which I swear to their fathers, their patriarchs, to give to them, 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 to them. And here, Shema, give ear right here. Here, for the Chamishi Aliyah, fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 10. Here, at verse 12, for the Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah for this Shabbat, I kept Sabbath because Sabbath consequences, Senbet and Dihim Yehonah, Sabbath, and like this it shall be. Israel And now, Israel, what doth Jehovah, the I Elohim, require of thee? Mahiyawa Eloheka Shoela Meya Imak. However, to reverence, to respect Yahweh Eloheka, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, with all thy heart and with all thy soul. We'ata Israel, Mahiyawa Eloheka, Shoel, Me'imak, Kimale Yirahati Yahweh Eloheka, Laleketa, Bekola de Rakayo, Ule Ahara Oto, We La Ebode Etiyawa Eloheka, Bekola Levadeka, Ubekola Nafsheka, to keep the commandments of Jehovah and his statutes, which I command thee I this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is Yahweh Eloheka, is Jehovah, the I Elohim, the earth also, with all that therein is. Only Yahweh Jehovah had a delight in thy fathers, thy patriarchs, to love them, and he chose their seed, their race after them, even you, above all people, as it is this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For Yahweh Elohim, for Jehovah Yahweh Elohim is the Elohim of Elohim, the God of gods, and the Adonai of Adonim, Adonaim, the Lord of lords, a great El, a mighty and terrible, which who regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. He doth exercise the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loveth the stranger, in giving him food and raiment. Love y'all, love ye therefore the stranger, for y'all were strangers in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Kemet, in the land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear, thou shalt respect Yahweh Eloheka. Thou shalt respect Jehovah, the I Elohim. Him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by Shemo, his name. He is thy praise, and he, Eloheka, the I Elohim, that hath done for thee I these great and terrible things, which thine eyes have seen. Thy fathers, thy patriarchs, went down into Mitzrayim, into Kemet, into Egypt, with 70 persons. And now, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim hath made thee I as the stars of heaven of Shemayim for multitude. And Shema'ah, hear, fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 11. Warnings and exhortations, I continue. Therefore, thou shalt love Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, and keep his charge, and his statutes, and his judgments, and his commandments, always. And know ye all this day, for I speak, not with your children which have not known, and which have not seen the chastisement of Yahweh Elohim, of Jehovah Yahweh Elohim, his greatness, his mighty hand, his mighty yad, and his stretched out Zoroah arm, and his miracles and his acts, which he did in the midst of Mitzrayim, Kemet, Egypt, to Paro'ah, Melech Mitzrayim, king of Kemet, king of Egypt, and to all his land, and what he did to the army of Kemet, of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, and to their horses, and to their chariots, how he made the water of the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, the Etarah Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how Yahweh Jehovah hath destroyed them to this day. And what he did to you by me, the Bar, in the wilderness until y'all came into this place. And what he did to Datan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the sons of Reuben. How the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their households, and their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession, in the midst of all Israel, in the midst of all Israel. But your eyes have seen all the great acts of Yahweh, of Jehovah, which he did. Therefore shall ye, y'all, keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye, that y'all may be strong. Therefore shall ye, y'all, keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye, that y'all may be strong, and go in, and possess the land, whither, where ye, y'all, go to possess her. And that ye, that y'all may prolong your days in the land, which Yahweh Jehovah swear to your fathers, your patriarchs, to give to them and to their seed and to their race, a land that floweth with milk and honey.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Don't stop. Let the newsman arrive. Africans were shipped to the Caribbean, to North America, and other places in the world. From this castle, on the average, 10,000 enslaved Africans were shipped year by year. Altogether, about 60 million Africans were enslaved. Whoever went through this door had no chance of coming back. That is why this door got the name, the Door of No Return.
long have people been suffering under the same system, you know? Penalization, victimization, inferiority complex and all the rest of it.
Yes,
man. Chucked up in the ghetto and just can't make the way out, yeah?
Get well-headed yet. So slavery, oh slavery, yeah.
South Africa, the land is ours, but we're still not free. The land is ours, but we're still not free. Over now, liberation is a must. Hey, 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 yeah. We must do the work, and you eat all the crap. Oh, some kind of things, Jah knows they must stop. You feed one child, and you starve the other. Lock away my brother, they're still raping my sister. We Africans must fight. Victory will be good over evil. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause we never be satisfied. No, no, no. Until all Africans are free. Until all Africans are free.
Feed hungry families, feed hungry families. Liberation is a must. Oh well now, yeah. Oh, 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 Shiloh.
Give thanks, Miskana. Ethiopian way of saying thanks, thanks, praises, Niskana. I'm a signal right there. It's Ras Shiloh with Slavery. Just coming off of the three Aliyot right here for this 46 sabbatical. Ikev, and it shall come to pass as a consequence. If you do this, consequence will be this. If you don't do that, then some other consequence will be. And that's also brought out very well right here in this Torah reading and feeding. We call this the Gospel According to Moshe. For ones haven't checked out the video, one of the videos, give thanks, Ross Seymour. Yes, I chaplain, duly elected, international chaplain, First Unit, Ethiopian War Federation Incorporated. But right here, we're going to go through a couple of questions and answers right here. At least maybe about 30 in this Torah reading and feeding. This helps us to kind of chew the cud, so to speak. But here, Stefan, Ragamuffin Marley, old slaves. Check it.
Look at my face.
And Marley right there, Old Slaves. So firstly, I got to check out the relix. It says some things that slavery's from yesterday, and then they came with the chorus, that line again, and changed it up. It's, I don't know if he said it, or from the nation states, whether one thing slavery was a thing just from the other day, or was slavery from the nation states or something like that. Very interesting right there. We'll check out the relics. That was Old Slaves right there, there by Stephen Marley. No, slavery, even the word, the terminology. But right here, we'll touch on that by touching on this right here, here at the 46th sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong here in the season. Little Rastafari sabbatical chat, reasoning, table talk right here. We're in Ikev. Ikev, because, often brought out better from the Hebrew as because, and the King James Version says, and it shall come to pass, or it shall be. It shall be because, on the heels of, as a consequence. Like, if you walk this way, you end up over here. If you walk that way, you end up over there. That's the basic sense. But then Ikev, as a word in the Hebrew, has a lot to do with Ya'ikov. Ya'ikov. Some bring out the interpretation of the name as the heel grabber or the supplanter, with the idea of somebody grabbing one on the heel or snatching something by the heel, a consequence, all the same. But here we pick up with the 46th sabbatical study. We have Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12 to chapter 11, verse 25. So I did touch on going through some of the Q&As, but the synopsis is very, very important right here, here, here. So in the previous sabbatical, the previous Shabua, the previous Strong, the previous week's Torah portion, reading and feeding, was Va'et Hanan, and I pleaded, I besought, I spoke for mercy, I implored for mercy. Va'et Hanan. That had ended with a sober warning to obey Yahuwah, to obey Jehovah, he who be, his divine majesty, with these words right here. Know therefore that Yahuwah, your Elohim, is the Elohim, almighty power, the faithful El, the faithful almighty, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, his imperatives, to a thousand generations and repays to their face. Interesting that Stephen Marley tune. You know, look at my face. Repays to their face those who hate him by destroying them. He will not be slack with one who hates him. He will repay him to his face. You shall therefore be careful to do the commandment, the imperative, and the statutes, and the rules that I command you today. Now here, this is Moshe speaking. Moshe begins off here in this fifth book of HaTorah, of the Pentateuch, the five volumes. He begins off here. Moshe basically gives his testimony. He's giving sort of like an affidavit, right? It's 37 days before he is about to pass away. He's not going into the land with the people. He kept begging and asking Yahuwah to rescind, to change his decree and allow him to see and go into the land. But that did not happen. This is what this previous Torah portion, the 45th, Va'et Hanan. And I besought, I pleaded for mercy with he who be, who he be. Now he gives this instruction to a new generation, to a new generation, to the youths. As Rastafari the elder said, Jah calls on the youths because they are strong. So he brought out the parents, their patriarchs. They brought their fathers. But as we already know from our studies, sabbatically speaking, just for the ones who might not be aware or acquainted with the narrative, you know, we get those who he brought out in the Exodus in the second book. We go through the third book, the rules and regulation for the priesthood, Leviticus, then Bar Midbar, in the wilderness called Numbers, right? And then what happened with the spies that told lies, and it was like the 10th time they had, you know, tried or proved. You know, when somebody tells you something and you want to prove that it's true, they proved him
already these 10 times. That was the 10th and final time, you know, and he was going to destroy them. Moshe once again appeals for them. He goes to become the defense attorney, not just the mediator for the Bnei Yisrael, but also their defense to the defense. This is also a kind of foreshadowing, right, of HaMoshiach, that role, that Messiah, right? You know, even in the first advent would go through. So what Moses is giving here is his gospel, his kind of good news, or, you know, his encouragement to this new generation to learn from the mistakes of the previous generation. But what's key is that he knows that his days, he's about 120 something years old, coming to that age right there, they has 37 days. So basically this whole book is Moses, we call it Moses Torah, Moses direction instruction. Yes, the core of it is based on the words of Yahuwah. As we ask about, well, who really authored the Torah? Right, and it's interesting to find there's a trifold, like a trinity revelation of HaTorah, the pure aspect, we can say, the pure Torah, the pure law, is those 10 words, the very same 10 words that His Majesty John Hoy could remind me of the guest.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
That part right there. There. Yeah.
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments. Elaborate.
Taking Karmawi Nugus Neges advice, John Hoy's advice, we're gonna elaborate. So right here, for this Shabua, African Shemitic pointing, modern Hebrew Shavua. Now, I'll go through both pointings because we should be familiar with both, the two-edged sword, you heard? In this Torah reading and feeding, Moshe continues his great admonition. As it says in the New Covenant, Brit Chadasha writings, that all these things were written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the age, the times and season, this particular great time and season we're in right here. Moses continues his great admonition by saying in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12, if you heed these judgments, this is where the Ikev comes in, right? It's like a conditional if, because the consequence to heeding it, right? Remember that the word Ikev in the Hebrew comes to the very direct sense of heal, right? It's like a two truths of Hebrew, the two truths. When we say two truths, that most words, especially nouns, but also sometimes verbs, right? Most words have a twofold aspect. Ones might call it the exoteric and the esoteric, like that outer aspect, that natural, the earthly type, you know, in that heavenly type, when Rabbeinu Yeshua, right, I and I rabbi, the rabbis told him, if I told you earthly things and you cannot understand it, then how are you able to comprehend the heavenly things? There's the outer type and the inner type. So there's a twofold truth. So in the literal outer type, Ikev relates to Akav, relates to heel, literal heel, like heel and toe. But in the second of the two truths, right, to consequences, like we say, we have a phrase like on the heels, well, that happened on the heels of this, or as a consequence of that, or because of that. So Moshe is saying here, if you heed these judgments, right, the judgments, and keep and do them, Yahuwah, your Elohim, almighty power, Ha'ilahim, will keep with you the covenant. He'll keep with you the covenant. The covenant in this sense of Berit, almost in the modern sense, so we can understand the spirit, not just the letter, but the spirit of it is like a contract, a contractual agreement. He will keep the covenant if you heed, right? If you hear and obey these judgments and keep and guard them and do them and carry them out and execute them, Yahuwah, your Elohim, will keep, he will guard, will hedge with you the covenant. So nobody, man, animal on the land, angel, fallen ones, Nephilim. Nothing can break that relationship, is what he's saying. And
and the steadfast love, the chesed that he swore, that loving kindness that he swore to your fathers, to your patriarchs. Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12. Obedience. Here's what's interesting right here, here, here. Let's see if we can grab our Hebrew manuscript of this, just to kind of bring it out and highlight and enlighten it. Let's hear the king one more time. Yes, one more time.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on hand,
Yes, 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 yes. I know some hear that. We play that kind of many times, and some love to hear it. It's a good reminder. Some it kind of burns, or let it burn. Right here, here, here. Here's the verse here in the Hebrew right here. V'haya Ikev, V'haya Ikev, Tishmeun et ha mishpatim ha'ele, U'shemartem wa'asitem otam, V'shemar Yahuwah Eloheka leka, et ha brita ve'et ha chesed asher nishba la'aboteka. So here, that's that one verse, 7:12 right here, just to bring out this right here. So that obedience, when it says, Wehaya, and it shall be, Ikev. Wehaya, Ikev, and it shall be. Weh and Haya, it shall be, become, right, come to pass. And here we have what they call the vav, the wow consecutive, not to get into the dikduk right now or the, you know, construction of it, but Wehaya. Literally, higher is like was, but in this wow consecutive sense, right, the wow also relates to the yod and therefore makes it not like and it was, but and it shall come to pass within the prophetic aspect of Hebrew, right? With higher, Yehudit. Yehudit actually is what the more proper name of what we call Hebrew today would be. But be that as it may, with higher, I kept. And it shall be Ikev on the heels of, as a consequence of, Tishmeun from Shama, Tishmeun, your hearing, that obedience. So it's not just bringing out the sense of just hearing. If you'll hearken to these ordinances, judgments, the reward in the end will be this. Sum this up right here. As this right here, that as a consequence of it. So obedience in the Hebrew, the Shema, we say Shema as a Shema means he heard. Shema is a command speaking to a male. Shema is a command. Shema is he heard. So the vowel pointings is very, very important to know whether it's past, present, future. Whether it's a passive sense, a reflexive sense, whether it's an intensive or an imperative, like a command, right? So the word right here brings out the sense of hearing, but hearing in the Hebrew sense is coupled with, like, when somebody say you hear, it's not just you heard me, but you heard what I said and you're going to carry this out. This is also in the spirit of the Hebrew. So the hearing implies an obedience, like almost hearing and feeling it and obeying it. Obedience to the commandments will yield baraka, berkot, will yield blessings, consequences, prosperity for good, plentiful children, harvest, livestock, and other material berkot, other material blessings. Now, Garmawi Negus Neges says about how, you know, the spiritual and the material, that balance, the material and the spiritual. And we find this right here, as in the audible, where of all the advice he could give, all the scripture quotes or points of reference, he points to the 10 words called the 10 commandments. And these are the very same words that Yahweh Eloheinu spoke to the people in Exodus and Shemot chapter 20, right? And they begged Moses, no more, no more. We can't hear the voice, these very 10 words. So that which was revealed, according to the narrative, by Yahweh's own voice, his own speaking, were those very same 10 words. And the word of advice, as Massey points to, is that very same, we could call that the pure Torah, right? The pure direction instruction contained in the 10 words, the commandments that is often referred to as the 10 commandments. And we say the 10 commandments is a kind of a misinterpretation in a sense. But in Hebrew and in the Royal Amharic and the Ge'ez, and even in the Greek, Koine Greek, it's 10 words. It's one commandment. So obedience to the commandment will yield berkot, blessings, plentiful children, harvest, livestock, and other material berkot, bereketot, blessings in the land. Indeed, the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons of Israel, would be, quote, blessed above all people, prospered above all people, end quote, free of every type of sickness, living in victory, or in the Hebrew sense, living in Yeshua. Did you know that Yeshua and Yeshuot, within the Hebrew sense, also is applied to victory, even in a military victory? If we're fighting our enemies and we win, right, and we beat them and we win and Yahuwah delivers them into our hands, we have received Yeshua, Yeshuot. If we lose, then it's like he was not amongst us. He did not go out with us. But it's an interesting concept that the word victory from a Hebraic perspective is also salvation. So the salvation aspect is that aspect that ones might say is the spiritual or quote-unquote religious aspect, you know what I mean, or the spiritual side of it. The victory is that manifest, the manifestation of it. Now, remember that the 10 words called the 10 commandments is the pure, right, is the aspect of HaTorah, generally speaking, that is the pure, the perfect, right, those perfect, those 10 words, but they wove out fulfillment. The 10 words are perfect, but did not have fulfillment. Because if the children of Israel fulfilled it, then why did what happen to them and consequently even to I and I, who identify with them, why did that happen? Right? So it did not have fulfillment until, right, the Moshiach, Yeshua. Now we'll bring that out as we get into the new covenant correlation. But right here, 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 on the other hand, the people were not to live in fear, fret and phobia, right? False evidence appearing real, especially of the seven nations of the land of Canaan. So here, some might even link this with the more metaphorical, allegorical aspects of the word. Seeing that there's seven nations here, that the sons of Israel, we could say symbolically, those children of God had to go up against. And then in the Brit Chadashah, Hadashah, the new covenant, Adis Kidan, we have also those seven heads, right? The seven heads on the beast system, right? Instead, the people were to exercise emuna, in the Hebrew, emuna from the amen, the amene root, that often is interpreted as faith or sometimes belief, is actually better translated as credit or admittance. Credit and admittance, or to exercise a good credit. Recalling what Yahweh, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, had done to Paro, the great house of Mitzrayim, of the Sematawi, of the two lands, and how he had delivered Ha'am, Amo Yisrael. The people, Jah people, were to have no tolerance for what generally may be called, in the English we speak today, of idols or idolatry, or to make it even clear, of other people's ideologies, especially where the other people's ideology contradicted or contravened the covenant, right, of any kind, no toleration, zero tolerance. They would have zero tolerance. They were to, quote, according to the Torah of Moshe right here, based on the 10 words of Yahuwah, to devote them to utter destruction, end quote. burning them with fire and eradicating them from the land. Now, we know from the biblical narrative, right, and also the later historical remnants, right, that the B'nai Yisrael did not do this or did not fully do this. The only two, we could say, military warriors of Yisrael that really, you know, did this to any good extent, according to the word of Yahuwah, was Yehoshua, was Joshua, and was Dawid, and it was David in the unification of the kingdom. And how do we know this? Because of the artifacts that they find of Canaan today. They find Canaanite artifacts. They look, this whole Israelite thing is really the Canaanites. See, this is El. Look at El here. Or what is that? That's a god of silver. That's a god of gold. Check. And this is Yahuwah, Yahweh. What is that? A god of silver, a god of gold. Notice what Yahuwah said. I am removing these nations. Jehovah is the landlord, earth's rightful ruler. I'm removing these nations. Like you have property and you say, well, these tenants, you know, maybe they were squatters at first, but you gave them some tenancies. Okay, you can stay here in my property, but you must do this and this and this. And they did that and that and that. They didn't do this, right? And so you remove them. This is the context of the narrative. And here's where so-called archaeology matches a true and a right and a righteous interpretation of the textual, you know, the manuscripts. When Yahuwah says, don't do to me as these other people have done to me. And then he tells the B'nai Yisrael that ye shall not have, you know, gods of silver to me, Elohim of silver, idols of silver to me, or gods of gold, Elohim of gold to you. And this is in the same chapter as the pure law, the pure Torah, the pure direction instruction found in those 10 logical utterances, in the 10 words, in the one commandment. Now, Moshe then reminded the B'nai Yisrael, namely, bringing out the Hebrew sense, the sons of Israel. And we emphasize that there, not that the women are not involved, but there's more responsibility to the man now. Even women actually say that a lot of times. Even if they balk, if a man says he's head or whatever, when things go sideways, you know, she's looking at you. You know what I mean? You know, what did you do about it? So to whom more is given, more is required. So Moses then reminded the B'nai Yisrael how Yahuwah, Jehovah, had taken care of them throughout their wandering in the Midbar, in the desert. For nearly 40 years, Ha'elohim, Ha'el, the Elohim, reminded and humbled the people, feeding them with manna, and giving them water from the miraculous rock. Even the Shekinah, right? Some would say this Shekinah glory is like that feminine, you know, expression. Remember, he made man in his image after his likeness. So the Shekinah glory miraculously kept their clothes fresh and their shoes from wearing out. Now, this is the point I highlight right here, because looking at the scripture from a psychological perspective, right, one can argue some of the other things, and some of those are good arguments, right? But if you look at the psychological perspective, right, the psychology of these people in the scripture in the Hebrew Bible and translation, better translations, does not match even many people who call themselves Jews, even today. It's just a fact. The psychology matches the once lost, now found black and brown people. And I use this as an example where the Shekinah glory miraculously kept what Yahuwah focuses on. And what is focused on here is that even their clothes were fresh and clean, even though they wandered in a wilderness, in a desert, right, for nearly 40 years, their clothes was fresh and their shoes, their kicks did not wear out. These are very psychologically, these are seem to be important to us. And I'm not just saying over here because of captivity. I think even before that, we can even see that in certain various other tribes of black and brown people on the continent of Africa. But their shoes, right, did not wear out. You know how important shoes are. Yes, to the man, them, and the woman. Why is this part emphasized right here? You know what I mean? Of course, a lot of people like good clothing, good shoes. But it's particular, it's peculiar, right, with so-called black and brown people. Moshe said that Yahuwah, Jehovah, did all this to teach the people to rely on him, to trust him, to have a good credit and a credit rating, and good faith in him alone, Echad, Yahuwah Echad, to meet all their needs. The hardships in the Midbar, in the wilderness, even like in this wilderness of North America, had disciplined them to learn that, quote, man does not live by bread alone, but by everything that proceeds from the mouth of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Where have we heard that before? Isn't that what Yeshua Robeinu, Yeshua HaNotri, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Yeshua the Messiah, says, Jesus of Nazareth? All right, remember when he was in the, he was in the wilderness too. He was in the wilderness, and according to the narrative, right, he's in the wilderness, right? Some say it's the test of his messiahship, right? You know, the temptation of HaSatan, right? Now, whether ones perceive that as an outer being, right, or a man, right, testing, right, his own self, you know, that satanic mind, getting victory over the satanic mind, right, within the psychological aspect of it, or if one, you know, if you got that victory in your mind over the HaSatan, then even if there's an outer HaSatan or Satan, Diablos, you can get victory over that one there. But if you don't have victory in your mind, right, if victory, let this mind be in you, then how be it you defeat even an outer enemy. But those words right there is the same words that Yeshua HaMoshiach invoked, right, to the HaSatan. Right, man does not live by bread alone. So that means that Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus Christ, he was quoting within this great temptation out in the wilderness, right, for those 40 days, right, and the 40 nights. Remember, the Israelites, 40 years, yeah, day and night. Yeshua, 40 days and 40 nights. Moshe up on the mountain, first 40 days and 40 nights. The people with the molten calf, the golden calf, Huckery, and then back up there for another 40 days and 40 nights. So even numbers become significant in their true, their proper context. So this is where the words come from, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Man does not live by bread alone. So what was Yeshua teaching I and I, the diligent disciples? That one can overcome the satanic mind or even a Satan, an opposition of Diablos, by the intelligent use of the logos, the logia, logia, logos, logic, word, the intelligent use of the word. Yeshua quoted Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And now the promised land lay before Jah people. A land that was famous or well known for seven species of crop. Seven species of crop. What are these seven species, seven types of crop? It's the wheat, the barley, the figs, the pomegranates, the olives, the dates, and grapes. Now, going another level, not so much right here, but just for the disciples, fellow Talmudim, why are these seven important? All right. And how healthy are these seven too? You know, let's take a look in the book, right? And let's do the science on this. The wheat, the barley, the figs, the pomegranates, the olives, the dates, and grapes. A fruitful land that receives water from heaven. Water from Shemayim. Shemayim. Sham in Hebrew means like there. Like there. Like let's say, where is it? Right, and I say Al Sham, like there. It's over there. Shama. It's like over there. And then we have the word Mayim. Mayim is the word for waters, also found in the Gutters, and I think even Tigrinya, so Ethiopically speaking. So we have the place of the waters. So this land received water from Shemayim. As long as Yisrael Yasharala would trust and have a good credit in Ha'ilahim, in the Elohim, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he would give them this good land, this Tova, right, this good Eretz, this good land, Ethiopia, Tovia, Tova, Arta, and continue to care for them just as he did in the Midbar, just as he did in the desert. A little bit more right here. You know, we got a psalm, today's daily psalm 38, a psalm of thanksgiving. But a little bit more on the synopsis, the overview of ICAT, what's contained in this 46 sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. However, there's always that however, right? Right? However, or but, right? But however, on the other hand, all this blessedness would come through walking, striding, be'emuna, be'emnet, by faith, by credit, by faithfulness, always faithful, always sure, by walking it out, by trotting it out. Now, it's interesting, this Torah reading and feeding, Ikev, for Shabbat, Ikev. Ikev, Akav, is the heel, all right, heel, and has a sense of a consequence of walking it out. How do you walk it out, right? Do you walk it out? So all this baraka, this blessedness will come through walking be'emuna, by admittance, right? Moshe warned Amo Yisrael not to forget Yahuwah, not to forget he who be, we be, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name, by ignoring his commandment, by ignoring the 10 words, by ignoring his direction instruction, especially after they had settled the land and become prosperous. So there's this warning that, once they start to prosper in material things, like that they'll forget that spiritual relationship. It's like Yeshua in the wilderness for a moment, right? He was able to overcome that because of his mind state. Right. Therefore, even if there was an outer Hasatan, he can overcome that because he already had overcome on the spiritual level. In other words, if you lack a confidence to do something, you might be very skilled at it. But because of that lack of confidence, right, you will fall short. You'll be caught lacking. Right. So they're reminded not to forget Yahuwah by ignoring his imperative. Right. Well, remember his magic advice to all. His advice to all was to fulfill. Right, to walk it out, to fulfill, right, especially after they have settled the land and become prosperous. If Ha'am, the Am, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, forgot their spiritual deliverance, right, and their origin, turning to other people's ideologies or idols, right, and believing and believing that their own ingenuity, right, gave them their wealth. Ha'el, the almighty power, Ha'ilahim, promised that they would soon perish from the land, just as the 7 Canaanite nations before them. So in another point of view, Jah is earth's rightful ruler. He's the landlord, in other words, right? So therefore, it's like, if the new tenant comes in and he says, I had these old tenants and what they did to me, and don't do that to me. But if you do this to me, I will evict you like I have evicted them, right? And we know that Israel did get its eviction notice in the, the captivity of the 10 tribes and the captivity of Yehuda, Judah in 70 AD. And even, in these latter days and time, we're coming out of it, right? But how did it begin? Moshe then reminded Yashar'ali Yisrael that they were to be given the land, not because they were better than other nations or more righteous. This is a key point right here that's often forgotten by even many of us when we get a little bit too zealous or overzealous. You know what I mean? Right? We were given the land. They were given the land not because they were better than other nations. You hear that, Hebrew Israelites, or more righteous. Not because we were better or more righteous, but because Yahuwah was using the Bnei Yisrael, was using the sons, the children of Israel, Yashua'ala, as a rod, He was using us as a rod of judgment upon those 7 Canaanite nations that was living there. And because Yahuwah had earlier promised to give the land to the descendants of Abraham. Here we have Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 4 to 5. Now, to make this point, Moshe Remember, this is Moshe's gospel. This is Moses' narrative. A lot of people say, oh, God condoned this. He condoned that. No, it's Moses, right, explaining to the people, right, giving them a reasoning, right, and giving them direction, instruction. This is why even Yeshua says Moses wrote this, right, and Moses said this, but in the beginning, Yahuwah said this. Now, of course, one might imagine the contradiction there, but putting all things into their proper context. So we accept that this is Moses' direction instruction and even the direction instruction of the elders. It was their direction instruction to bring out, right, the way to fulfill, right, the commandment and to keep the covenant. So to make his point, Moshe then recounted to the people a list of their recent uckeries, their sins, their forfeitures, their lacks, their falling shorts. Even after directly hearing the voice of Ha Elohim, the Elohim of Elohim, the Netcher of Netchers at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, their patriarchs provoked Yahuwah with the sin, the uckery of the Egel Maseka, the molten calf that's pseudonymously called the golden calf, disobeying the very 10 words, the very commandment called the 10 commandments. They had just promised to keep. They just promised to keep it. You could say back in, what was it, Exodus chapter 19. Commandment come forward in chapter 20, right? And we go to chapter, what was it, 32, right? What was that, 20, would that be 21 chapters? Wow, 21 chapters later, look what happened, right? Now, because of this chet, this sin, this uckery, Moshe had to intercede. Moses chose to, right, intercede on behalf of Ha'am. He felt he had to, and he did. He interceded on behalf of Jah people, right, 40 days and 40 nights. Why? To spare them from complete annihilation at the wrath of Yahuwah, at the wrath of Jehovah. They gave their word, and they had already broken their word. Moshe decided to intercede another 40 days and 40 nights. Then, upon leaving Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, at a place called Tabera, which almost means like fire burn, fire kindling and burning. Tabera. The people, they complained about lack of meat, about lack of debtors, about lack of flesh. They were like, oh, it was so good. You know, when we were back in Babylon, when we was back in Egypt, when we was back elsewhere, so good relying on somebody else's system of things. Look what's happening to us out here. We need meat. We want debtors. At Massa, a place called Massa, that's also known as Meriba. So that's two names, Massa and Meriba. The people complained about lack of water. At another place called Kivrot Hata'ava, Kibrot Hata'ava. Kibrot means graves, and Hata'ava or Hata'awa means of lust. So the graves of lust, at a place called the graves of the lust, of their lusting for debtors, right? They lusted for meat. Finally, while at Kadesh Barnea, before they were to take possession of the promised land, Ha'am, the people rebelled against the commandment of Yahuwah and did not amen, did not credit, did not admit as true him based on what happened, the sin of the spies. 12 spies went, 10 told lies. The people made a decision based on the majority, and it was a bad decision, thus forcing the nation into 40 years of exile. Moshe, he concluded this musar. A musar in the Hebrew is like a reproof. It's a type of correction, instruction from Yasar. He completed his musar, his reproof, like an admonition, with these words, according to Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 24. Y'all have been rebellious against Yahuwah from the day that I knew you. Moshe took a lot of this personally. Right? Because even Yahuwah put a lot on him personally too. You know, when the people had rebelled, what did Yahuwah say? He said, the people that you brought out of Mitzrayim, said, what? Why did Jehovah say that? Wasn't it Jehovah who sent Moses, but really Jehovah brought them out? But what they were doing at the Egel Maseka, right, the molten calf, the pseudo golden calf, was to replace, in a sense, Moshe as Jehovah's, right, as an idol that could link it with the God that Moshe had linked with, and even as the God himself. So what Yahuwah was saying is these people now are making this molten calf because they don't know what happened to you. This is your people that you brought out. It's a very interesting kind of, you know, tete-a-tete, you know, back and forth right there. And it deserves a further reasoning because it's layers that we often miss because we take, counterfeit Christianity, you know, the Europeans and other people's interpretation. We say we Israelite, but we rely on their own interpretation. Don't look to the half of the story, you know, the Royal Order, Ethiopian Hebrews, you know, and other communities. And definitely we need to look to I and ourselves to, you know, really reason on this book. Come, make a reason. Look a bit more right here. So Moses says, y'all have been rebellious against Jehovah from the day that I knew you. In light of all this, and especially in light of Yahuwah's forgiveness, as demonstrated by the renewal of the covenant, you know the significance of him renewing the covenant? That means they came into a covenant, the covenant was broken, right? They came into a covenant, and the covenant was broken. So that means they were already outside of that covenant because they had broke that covenant. That's where Moses was up there for the next 40 days. They definitely was on their better behavior. That's when Moses said, well, Yahuwah want to build a sanctuary where he can dwell with us, give gifts, give something, right? They gave so plentifully because they were happy now because they knew that broken covenant was renewed. So there is the new covenant in principle, the principle of renewing a covenant, because some even Old Testament only Israelites would say, well, how can there be a new covenant, blah, 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 blah. But they forget that the covenant, even in the wilderness, was broken. And they were in a kind of, what do you call that again, when you're in that questionable, like, almost like a holding pattern. You know, they didn't know whether they were to land, you know, and if they ran out of fuel, they would basically crash and burn, or, you know, they don't know what to do because it wasn't decided. So the renewing of the covenant is very important at Sinai after the molten calf incident. Moshe appealed as kind of a shadow of what we have in the Brit Kadash in the New Testament, the New Covenant, renewed covenant. Moses appealed to the people, Jah people, by asking them a rhetorical question. He asked a rhetorical question, a question that wasn't so much really looking for an answer, but it's like one of those questions like, you know, why don't you think about this? You really need to think about this. What was the question? And now Yisrael, and now Israel, now Yahshua, what does Yahweh, your Elohim, require of you but to fear, to reverence, to respect Yahweh, your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve Yahweh, your Elohim, almighty power, with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of Yahweh that I am commanding you today for your good, for your good. Yeah, that was a question right there. What does he require of you, right? And almost like saying, doesn't he require this of you? Isn't this what he really requires of you? Think about it. Moshe then pled with the people to, and this is the key thing about the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant. That's where Rabbi Shaul, the apostle to the Gentiles, known as Apostle Paulos, our brother Paul, that's where he had it so right and accurate. He had it so right and accurate. And the New Covenant Nazarenes also had it so right and accurate. And many of the Yehudi, the Judaic, you know, Pharisees, the teachers, you know, the big camps, the mega camps and everything back then, they had it wrong, right, concerning the circumcision. Because even Moshe in the gospel, right, of Moses, the fifth book known as Deuteronomy, right, he says to the people, he pleads with them to circumcise your hearts, the circumcision of the heart. Isn't this interesting? We have this here, we have it in Jeremiah where it's repeated. So before we even come to the Brit Hadasha and the birth of Yeshua HaNotri, right, to this to St. Mariam, we have this as a goal. Yes, they still had circumcision of the male member, right? But why does Moses say right here, circumcise your hearts? That is to remove their hard-heartedness, their, for lack of a better word, their insensitivity, right? And no longer be stubborn or stiff-necked, stiff-necked. Moshe continued his speech, his darasha, like a farewell speech, by commanding the people to love Yahuwah and to keep, quote, all his charge. Take note, disciples, fellow Talmudim, what does charge mean? To keep all his charge, namely his statutes, the chukim, his rules or judgments, the mishpatim, and the commandments, the mitzvot, the mitzvot. He again commanded them to consider the discipline, the root of discipleship, the discipline of Yahuwah, and to remember his saving, his Yeshua, Yeshuot, his saving acts when he rescued the people from the bondage in the two lands, Sinai, Tawi, and the Mitzrayim. Keeping the commandments gives strength to go in. This was the point. In keeping the commandments, the imperatives, they would have strength to go in, right? And this might also point to us here in this wilderness of North America, the Americas, and the Caribbean. Why it seems like we don't have that strength. We need some rock or some crutch of the nations or something. Right? Be that as it may, keeping the commandments gives strength to go in and to take possession of the promised land, to go in and take possession of what's rightfully yours, because if you have credit in Yahuwah, you know that the earth is Yahuwah's and the fullness thereof, and to dwell in it securely. Commitment to Yahuwah would, his will, commitment to his will would ensure, that's what the 10 words brings out, really what his perfect will is. Commitment to Yah's will ensure successful harvest through the regularity of the cycles and the regularity of the season, autumn and spring rains, the autumnal and the spring rains, what's often referred to as the first and the latter rains. But these would be withheld if Ha'am, if the people, if Amo Yisrael, if Jah people became disobedient. And here we get an example of this among the children of the Ethiopians. And an example of Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 12, ye Ethiopians also shall be slain by my sword. What was that sword? Well, what did Garmawi Nagus Nagas, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the king Messiah, say? Who causes famine? Is it God or man? Right? Think about it. It was droughts. It was droughts that were going on. The rain from heaven, now the whole Ethiopia connection with even Kemet, literally. The Kemet comes from Tobia, comes from Ethiopia, that rich reddish-brown ground, so rich in nutrient that it appears, and for all intents and purposes, is black. The black land, right? How could that connection to the ancient heavens be shut up if it was not the Almighty's will? And if it's not true that are ye not as the children of Ethiopia and the male children of Israel? So that's a good object lesson. The portion here, it concludes with the passage used liturgically in the Kiddush, the Kedase. Hebraic Kedase, the liturgy, as the second of three portions of the Shema. The second of the three portions of the Shema is called the Ve'ahaya, Vahaya, Vahaya, Wahaya, and it shall be Wahaya, Wahaya, and it shall be. These words reiterating the connection between Yasharala, Yisrael's devotion to the Yahweh, to Yahweh, truth and life, and their Berkot as Hailahim, the Almighty's chosen people, chosen for a purpose people. There, if you say chosen people, yes, but really the Hebraic sense is chosen for a purpose people. Not just chosen, you know, I'm chosen people. No, what's the purpose? What you mean? Well, then you're not really chosen for the purpose people. But as his chosen for a purpose people are recited twice a day by observant Yehudim, you know, and Hebrews and faithful Israelites all over the world. So we have this section from the Shema as well, as well, as well. I should have gave the blessing in the beginning of it. There's a, like a Torah study blessing. Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotayo v'tziwanu la'asot b'divrei Torah. Basic translation, blessed is the eye, O he who be who he be. Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, our power, our almighty power. Melech ha'olam, king of the universe, often is translated as eternal king. Melech ha'olam. Asher, that which, or the one who, Asher, that which, or one who, Asher, kidshanu, kidshanu, the one who has set us apart, made us holy. Ashak Edshanu be mitzvotav, Ashak Edshanu be mitzvotayo, who set us apart by mitzvotav, his commandments, in his commandments. So we're set apart by his commandments. Look at this also as a very key word right here, 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 with that advice of the King Messiah, Kedamawi Halas Falase, right? The one who, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvotayo, Kedishanu, setting I and I apart, B'mitzvotayo, by his commandments. So in the fulfilling of his commandments, this is what makes us set apart. That's the idea, not by how you feel or feelings, I feel holy today. Nah, that's all bogus according to the true way of his divine majesty, is by keeping his commandments. With Tsuwanu, Visavanu, with Tsuwanu, and commanded I and I, with Tsuwanu, or modern Hebrew, Visavanu, who commanded I and I, La Asok, to immerse ourselves, right? To immerse ourselves, the sense of study, Bidibre, in the words of Torah, to immerse ourselves in that sense, you know, in the study, right, of the words of Torah. Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotay v'tziwanu la'asoka b'divrei Torah. Yes, I, Rastafari, here, here, here. I'm going to ride up, ride up.
Let's get the one stop.
Here, look on today's Daily Psalm 138, thanksgiving to Ha Elohim, thanksgiving to Yah. Right.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's Daily Psalm, we have Psalm.
Psalm 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me, and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands, 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 of thine own hands.
So here, we're going to touch on the Royal Amharic right here in this presentation right here, demonstration presentation, Dub Wise right here, native speaker Abraham Chebudeh. Here on the Sizzler, the Give Cha Praise, Star Trail 7-inch Cali version. Yes, sign goes to verse by verse after this.
مزمور 137 بقنف 138 يا داوود مزمور ابيتو بفصوم لبي امسغنحال يا فين نجر سمتهنيالنا بملائك تفيت ازمرلحال ود قدوس مقدس سجدال سلامرتهنا سلاونته سمهن امسغنال بهولو لاي قدوس سمهن كف كف ادرغحال بطرحو قن بفطنت ادمطي نفسين بهايله ببزو اطنها ابيتو يمدر نغستاه كله يامسغنوها يا فهن قال كله سمتوالنا باغزابير منجد يزمرالو يا اغزابير كبر تعلق نونا اغزابير كف ياله نونا ودا چگرنيوچم يملكتالنا تبيتنيوچنم كرقو ياوقا بمكرا مكاكل انكو بهيد انت هياو تادرغنيا በጠላቶቼ ቁጣ ላይ እጆቼን ተዘረጋለ ቀኝህም ታድነኛል እግዚአብሔር ብድራትን ይመልስልኛል አቤቱ ምሕረትህ ለዘላለም ነው አቤቱ የእጅህን ሥራ ቸል አትበል
Psalm 138 I will praise thee with my whole heart Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple, and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me, and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands, of thine own hands, of thine own hands, of thine own hands. Of thine own hands, of thine own hands, of thine own hands, of thine own hands.
just hear the psalm right here, here, just a cappella, and then go to a verse by verse. Psalm 138. Abraham Chabud on the read right here.
Mazmur Matosalasa Sabat. Bak enuf Matosalasa Summons. Yedawit Mazmur. አቤቱ በፍጹም ልቤ አመሰግንሃለሁ ያፌን ነገር ሰምተኸኛልና በመላእክት ፊት እዘምርልሃለሁ ወደ ቅዱስ መቅደስህ ሰግዳለሁ ስለ ምሕረትህና ስለ እውነትህ ስምህን አመሰግናለሁ በሁሉ ላይ ቅዱስ ስምህን ከፍ ከፍ አድርገሃልና በጠራሁህ ቀን በፍጥነት አድምጠኝ ነፍሴን በኃይልህ በብዙ አጸናሃት አቤቱ የምድር ነገሥታት ሁሉ ያመሰግኑሃል ያፍህን ቃል ሁሉ ሰምተዋልና በእግዚአብሔር መንገድ ይዘምራሉ የእግዚአብሔር ክብር ታላቅ ነውና እግዚአብሔር ከፍ ያለ ነውና ወደ ችግረኞችም ይመለከታልና ትዕቢተኞችንም ከርቁ ያውቃል በመከራ መካከል እንኳን ብሄድ አንተ ሕያው ታደርገኛለህ በጠላቶቼ ቁጣ ላይ እጆቼን ተዘረጋለህ ቀኝህም ታድነኛለች እግዚአብሔር ብድራትን ይመልስልኛል አቤቱ ምሕረትህ ለዘላለም ነው አቤቱ የጅህን ሥራ ቸል አትበል
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth.
Hear today's psalm in the Royal Amharic from the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible of Ketamawi Haile Selassie, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metaf Kedus, and hear from the Mezmura Dawit, Psalms of David, the Parallel Bible, published by LOJ Society, the Line of Judah Society. Hear today's psalm, Mezmura Dawit, Meto Selassie Sabat, Bekint Fwist, Meto Selassie Cement. Psalm 138. Yeah, Dawit Mezmur, a psalm of David. Of David, yeah, Dawit Mezmur, a psalm, a chant, Isis, the intonation. Besama'av, a willed, a Memphis, Kedus, a Hadu Amlak. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, hear today's psalm. Mezmur Dawit. Meto Selassie Sabat, Bekinfwist, Meto Selassie Cement. Psalm of David, Psalm 138. Yeah, Dawit Mezmur. A Psalm of David, Kuteran, verse 1. Abietu, befitzum libe, amesagin halo, yafen negara semtehinyalina, bemelaikta fita zemerl halo. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise, Isis, to thee I, male. Abietu, O Father, his Father, Father of the house, Abietu, befitzum libe, amesagin halo, befitzum. Fitzum, perfect, complete, befitzum, libe, my heart in my complete heart by way of a perfect heart, a complete heart, befitzum, libe, amesagin halo, I will praise the eye, amesagin halo. Yafena negara semtehinyalimna, of my mouth, the thing of my mouth, the matter of my mouth, semtehinyalimna. Now here, in the Authorized, Revised Amharic Bible, if we check the Septuagint, we should see this same addition right here in today's psalm, Mezmura Dawit, Meto Selassie Sabat, Psalm 137 in the ancient manuscripts, Bekinfwist in the parentheses, Meto Selassie Cement, Psalm 138. So here in Kuteran, here in the first verse, we have this phrase that is not in the English KJV. Ye'afen neger semtehinyalinna. Ye'afen, afe, of my mouth, ye'afen, of my mouth, neger, the thing, the matter, the word. Ye'afen neger, the subject, like the subject matter, the thing, the word, of my mouth, semtehinyalinna, semtehinyalinna. The I, male, have heard I, for the I, male, have heard I. So here, just in looking at the Septuagint right here, I confess to you, exomologesomai, soy, I confess to you, crie, crie, O Lord, in hole cardia moi, in hode cardia moi, with whole heart mine, with my whole heart, in hole cardia moi. And then it goes on to say, "You, for you heard all the sayings of my mouth." Here, as we have in the Metzaf Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Mezmor Dawit, the Psalms of David, of the King of Kings Bible, Kadamawi Hada Selassie, Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, we have this verse, Ya'afen Negar, Semta Henyalina, corresponding with the coin of Greek, Hoti Ekusas Ta Heremata To Stomatos Moi, for you heard all the sayings of my mouth. Ya'afen Negar, of my mouth, Negar, the saying, the matter, Semta Henyalina, for you heard. Hoti Ekusas Heremata tu stomatos moi. And then it continues, as we have here, kai enation agelon salmo, salo soa. Here, Metzaf Kedus says, bemelaikt feet, izamer lehalo. Now the KJV reads, before the gods will I sing praise to thee. Before the gods. As in the Septuagint, kai, and enantion before agelon, angels. Salo soy. I shall strum to you. I shall strum izemer lahalo. I will chant Isis, psalm, zemre, mezmor, zemre, izemer lahalo. But here has the melaikt is the angels, the melaikt feet. In front of the angels, in the presence, the face of the angels, is Amr Lahalo. I will chant Isis. Here the Hebrew, Neged Elohim, Zamreka, chant Isis, sing praises, sing Isis. But here, Neged, in front of, before, opposite of Neged Elohim, before Elohim, and the translation in the presence of the mighty, Hebraically, in the Yehudi version, the Sefer Tehillim, the KJV, before the gods, Elohim. Bemelaik tefita zemur lahalo, before the gods, before the angels, before the messengers, face, presence, I will chant Isis to the eye, male. Izemur lehalo, to ha, to the eye, speaking directly to he. Kuter hulet, verse 2. What a kedusa mekdesi isegdalo. Sila meherete hinna sila unete simehinim ma mesignalo. Behulu lai kedusa simehin kef adrgahalina. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Wede kedusa mekdesi isegdalo. Wede, toward kedus, holy, mekdesi, holy place, the eye, holy place, isegdalo. I will worship, literally, I will prostrate, I will bow down, I will worship, I will prostrate. Wede, towards kedus, holy, mekdesi, the eyes, male, holy place, isegdalo. I will worship toward thy holy temple. Sile mehireti hinna sile uneti simhinim amesignalo. Hear, and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. Sile, because of mihiret, because of thy mercy, mihiret, thy male mercy, and sile, because of eunet, the truth, eunet, the I male truth, the I male verity, veritas, reality, and because of the I male truth, simhinim amesignalo. Simhi, the I male name, simhinim, and because of thy male name and thy male name, amesignalo, and thy male name, I will praise, I will give miskana, Isis, simhinim amesignalo, sila, because of mihiretihinna, the I male mercy, and sila unetih. Simhinim amesignalo. Behulu laya kedusa simhin kef adrgahalina. For thou hast magnified kef adrgahalina. For the eye has made high, has magnified behulu lai, behulu, hulu, all, behulu lai, upon all, kedus, kedus, holy, simihih, simih, simih, name, the I, male, holy name. Now here, 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 in the KJV it says, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. From the Royal Amharic, for thou hast made high, high, thy, interesting, thy word above all thy name. Here it says, behulu lai, upon all, kedus, simihin, holy, the I, holy name, kef, kef, adurgahalina, adurgahalina. So we have a slightly different reading here, 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 in the second verse. And here, let's see, since it diverges, let's see if it diverges right here. It diverges from the Hebrew ki. Higdalta, made big, bigged up. Kiya higdalta, al kol shimka, im rateka, above, that has bigged up above all the I name, shimka, the I male name, im rateka, the eyes, thy word, in the sense of thy word, thy speaking, thy word, imrat. The eyes imrat, imrateka. Here we have it as behulu lai, kedusa simehina kef kef adrugahalina, adrugahalina. Here we have looking at the Septuagint right here. For you magnified above all name, you're holy. For you magnified above all name, you're holy. Hoti, emegalinas, hoti emegalinas, epia pan onoma to hagion son, for you magnified above all name, pan onoma, name, to hagion son, you're holy, for you magnified above all name, you're holy. Hoti emagalinas epipan onoma to hagion son. And here we have the hululai kedus simehina kef kef adrugahalina. The hululai, above all, kedus, holy. Simehin, your name, kef kef adrugahalina. Kuter sos, verse 3. Bet rahu. En befitnet adimteng nefsin bechailih bizu atzenahat. In the day when I cry, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. Bet rahu, I call upon the I male. Bet rahu ken, in the day that I call upon the I, call terahu, call upon the I by name. Bet rahu ken befitnet. Quickly, befitnet, speedily, quickly, befitnet, adimteng. Speedily, quickly, you paid attention to me. You paid attention, adimteng, not just to hear, but you heard attentively, adimteng. Nefsin, my soul, my psyche, nefsin, my soul, nefsin, with the direct object suffix marker, the ne, nefsin, bechailih. Bechailih, chayil power, bear by way of upon chailih, the I male power, bebizu enoughness, enough much, bebizu in much, atzenahat, in much, enough, atzenahat. The I male has strengthened her, speaking of nefse, my soul, bechailih, by way of the I male power, bebizu enough, enoughness. Atzenahat, the eye has strengthened her. Bet rahu kena befitnet adimteng. Nefseina bechailih bebizu atzenahat. Kuter arat, verse 4. Abietu, ye midr negestata hulu ya meseg nuhal. Ye afihina kalo hulu asemetewalina. All the kings of the earth shall praise your eyes as the eye. Abietu, my father, his father, O father of the house. Abietu, ye midr negestata hulu. Yameseg nuhal, yamidr of the earth, negestata, the kings, hulu, all of them, the totality of them. Yameseg nu, they will praise ha, Za'ai me'er, Yamesegnuhal. When they hear the words of thy mouth, Ya'afehin kal, Ya'afeh, the eye mouth, the eye, male mouth, speaking directly to he, who he be, I bear too. Ya'afehin kal, kal, the word. Ya'afehin kal, the word of the eye mouth. Hulu, all, semtawalina, they have heard. They have heard all the words of thy mouth. Avetu. Ya midr negestat hulu, ya meseg nuhal. Ya afihin kal hulu semtawalina. Kutir amis. Verse 5. Beg ziavir rima men geda yizemral. Ye gziavir kubr talak anuwinna. Yea. They shall sing in the ways of a gziavir, of the sustainer. The Father, the excellent, the excellent, the generous, the open-handed Father. They shall sing in the ways of the sustainer, the ways of a Gziavir. Ye Gziavir Kuvr Talak Anawinna. For great is the glory of a Gziavir, the sustainer. Ye Gziavir of a Gziavir of the sustainer, the good, the generous, Ab Father, a Gziavir Kuvr, 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 glory, Talak. Talak, great, important, talak, great, important, nawinna, for it, he, for it is, for the glory, the kubr of Gziavir, is talak, is great. Ye Gziavir kubr, talak nawinna. Kuter sidist, verse 6. Gziavir kef yale nawinna, wode chigrenyo chima yimelekatalinna, tibitenyo chinim, karuk ayaukal. Though the Lord, though Gziavir be high, yet hath he respect to the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Gziavir, sustainer, kef yale nuwinna. Kef yale nuwinna, for he is high. For Gziavir, sustainer, though the sustainer be high, Gziavir, kef yale nuwinna. Yale nuwinna, kef yale nuwinna, though he be kef high. Wode chigren yo chim. Yamelekatalina, yet has he respect, yet he pays attention, Yamelekatalina, for he pays attention, Wode Chigrenyoch, to the Chigrenyoch, Chigrenyoch, the Chigrenyoch, to the lowly or to the troubles. Chigur, Chigrenyoch, Wode Chigrenyochim, Yamelekatalina. But the proud he knoweth afar off, Tibitenyochinim. To Ibitenyos, the proud, to Ibitenyochinim, Karuk, from far, Ruk, Karuk, Yaukan, he knows from far. Kutel Sabat, verse 7. Bemekram mekakelin kwa behed, ante hiyao, tadarginyale, bet alatoche kuta alaya, ijochena tizaregale, kenyehim tadininyalech. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou, I wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Be mekra mekakelin kwa behed. Be mekra, mekra, trouble, mekakel, in the midst. Be mekra mekakel, in the midst of trouble. In kwa, even though I walk, behave, behave if I walk, even if I walk in the midst of trouble. Bemekra mekakel in kwa behave. Ante hiyao tadarginyale. Hiyao tadarginyale. Though thou wilt revive. Ante, the I male and another. Ante hiyao tadarginyale. Thou wilt hiyao, life, liberty, tadarginyale. Tadargen ale, tadargen ale, tadargenyale. The eye will do life for me, will do life, will cause me to live. The eye will cause me to live. Ante hiyao tadargenyale. Bet alatoche kutalai, ejochein tizaregale. Thou, the eye shall stretch forth, tizaregale, stretch forth thine hand. Here, ejochein. Ah, my hands, the eye will stretch forth my hands. And here we have another divergence right here from the KJV. It says, bet alatoche, against my alatoche, my haters, bet alatoche, upon my haters, kuta, anger, bet alatoche, kuta, lie, above, bear by way of on Tlatoche my haters kuta anger lie upon my haters, my enemies, anger or wrath of mine enemies, ejoche, my hands. So here, we have ejoche, my hands, tizaragale, that I will stretch forth my hands. Here the KJV has stretched forth, right, thou shalt stretch forth thine hands, but here, ejoche, tizaragale. Here, in looking at the Septuagint here reads basically the same: against the anger of mine enemies, you stretch out your hands. So the sense in the KJV, in the Septuagint, as well as in the Hebrew, we have al af oibai tishlach yadeka, all upon af anger oibai mine enemies, tishlach to send. Stretch forth to send, tishlach yadeka, stretch forth thy hand, thou stretchest forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies. But here in the Metzav Kedus, in the Book of Seven Seals of Mezmorah Dawit, here we have ejochein tizaragale, ejochein, my hands, you will stretch forth my hands against the wrath of mine enemies, kenyehim tadinenyalech, kenyehim tadinenyalech, and thy right hand, tadinenyalech, she shall save me, and thy right hand, she shall save me. As the right hand is often termed in a feminine sense, Hebraically, Afro-Shemitically. So right here, the mekara mekakelin kwabehet, ante hiyao tadar genyale, bet alatoche kut alai ejochein tazargale, kenyehim matarinyalech. Here, kut el cement, verse 8. Ekziyaviha bizvatin, ye malislinyal. Avetu nihirete lezlalemno avetu ye ijehinna sera chel atbel. The Lord, Exiavi, sustainer, will perfect that which concerneth me, concerneth I. Thy mercy, avetu, my father's father, father house, avetu, endureth for ever, forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Exiavi ha bidratina yemelisalinya. Bidrat, like a reward, Exiavia sustain a bidrat, yemelis linya, will return to me, answer for me, reward, will reward me, will answer for me, reward, Exiavia her, bidratin, yemelis linya, avetu, my father's father, father of the house, mihirete, lezlalemno, mihirete, Mihiret, mercy, loving kindness, mihiret, the I, male, mercy, loving kindness, lezalemno, is forever, lezale, alem, to the worlds, the spinning, forever, mihiret, lezalemno, avetu, O Father, my Father, O Father of the house. This also, avetu, another invocation on the Father, the name. We have it here. Here KJV has the Lord and O Lord. Here we have Exiavihar, Abetu, and another Abetu, O Father, my Father, O Father of the house, Abetu. Ye Ijihin Sera, Ye Ijihin Ijih, the I hand, Ye Ijihin of the I hand, Sera, the work of the I hand, Ye Ijihin Sera, Chel Atabel. Don't disregard, don't regard as trife. Don't ignore the work of thy hand. Ye ijehin sera chel atabel. Hear today's psalm. Mezmore Dawit metos alasa sabat begins with metos alasa cement. Ye Dawit mezmor. Avetu befitzum lebea mesagin halo. Yafe negara semtahinyalina. Bemela ikta fita zamer lahalo. What a kedusa mek desse segdalo. Sila mehiretihin na sila unete. ስምህን ማመሰግናለሁ። በሁሉ ላይ ቅዱስ ስምህን ከፍከፍ አድርገሃልና በጥራሁ ቀና በፍጥነት ድምጠኝ። ነፍሴን በኃይልህ በብዙ አጽናሃት። አቤቱ የምድር ነገሥታት ሁሉ ያመሰግኑሃል፣ የአፍህን ቃል ሁሉ ሰምተዋልና በእግዚአብሔርም መንገድ ይዘምራሉ። የእግዚአብሔር ክብር ታላቅ ነውና እግዚአብሔር ከፍ ያለ ነውና ወደ ችግረኞችም ይመለከታልና ትዕቢተኞችንም ከሩቅ ያውቃል። በመከራ መካከል እንኳ ብሄድ አንተ ሕያው ታደርገኛለህ። በጠላቶቼ ቁጣ ላይ እጆቼን ትዘረጋለህ፣ ቀኝህም ታድነኛለች። እግዚአብሔር ብዙራቴና ይመልስልኛል። አቤቱ ምሕረትህ ለዘላለም ነው። አቤቱ የእጅህን ሥራ ቸል አትበል 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 አትበል።
መዝሙር 137 በቅንፍ 138 የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ በፍጹም ልቤ አመሰግንሃለሁ፣ ያፌን ነገር ሰምተኸኛልና በመላእክት ፊት እዘምርልሃለሁ። ወደ ቅዱስ መቅደስህ ሰግዳለሁ፣ ስለ ምሕረትህና ስለ እውነትህ ስምህን አመሰግናለሁ። በሁሉ ላይ ቅዱስ ስምህን ከፍ ከፍ አድርገሃልና በጠራሁህ ቀን በፍጥነት አድምጠኝ። ነፍሴን በኃይልህ በብዙ አጸናሃት። አቤቱ የምድር ነገሥታት ሁሉ ያመሰግኑሃል፣ የአፍህን ቃል ሁሉ ሰምተዋልና በእግዚአብሔርም መንገድ ይዘምራሉ። የእግዚአብሔር ክብር ታላቅ ነውና እግዚአብሔር ከፍ ያለ ነውና ወደ ችግረኞችም ይመለከታልና ትዕቢተኞችንም ከሩቁ ያውቃል። በመከራ መካከል እንኳ ብሄድ አንተ ሕያው ታደርገኛለህ። በጠላቶቼ ቁጣ ላይ እጆቼን ትዘረጋለህ፣ ቀኝህም ታድነኛለች። እግዚአብሔር ብድራትን ይመልስልኛል። አቤቱ ምሕረትህ ለዘላለም ነው። አቤቱ የእጅህን ሥራ ቸል አትበል።
King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Yes, 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 today's daily psalm, Psalm 138, some important nuances and differences. I think this is a psalm where I find and found more kind of interesting differences between both the Hebrew and Amharic, as well as even the Septuagint, because in that verse right there, we stretch forth my hands against the wrath of my enemies. But here is another audible I'd like to share, but pick up on that a little bit more. But we did highlight and go into the verse by verse right there, here, touching on a little bit of Hebrew verse by verse right here. But first this. Yes, I
Psalm 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple, and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me, and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands, 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 of thine own
hands, of thine own hands, of thine own hands, of thine own hands, of thine own hands, of thine own hands, of thine אשתחווה לך על קודשך ואודה את שמך על חסדך ועל עמיתך כי הגדלת על כל שמך אמרתך ביום קראתי ותענני תרהיבני ונפשי עוז יודוך אדוני כל מלכי ארץ כי שמעו אמרתיך וישירו בדרכי אדוני כי גדול כבוד אדוני, כי רם אדוני ושפל יראה, וגבוה ממרחק ידע. כי אלך בקרב צרה תחייני, על אף אויבי תשלח ידיך, ותושיעני ימיניך. אדוני יגמור בעדי, אדוני חסדך לעולם, מעשה ידיך על טרף.
Elect of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language. Learn the ancient Hebrew language.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
Slash,
Rastafari,
Abba,
Gada,
Awa,
Zacha,
Taya,
Kaya,
Mana,
Sai,
Fatala,
Warasha,
Ta.
Mizmor, Mizmor, Kof, Lamed, Chet, Kof, Lamed, Chet. Lit Dawid, Odeka, Bekola Lipi, Neged Elohim, Itzamreka. Psalm 138, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Mizmor Kof, Lamed Chet. Psalm CXXXVIII, Lit Dawid, of David. Odeka, Bekola Lipi, Neged Elohim, Itzamreka. Of David, I will give thanks. I will give thee I thanks, O Dekah. The I male, I will give thee I thanks, O Dekah. With my whole heart, bekol libbi. Neged Elohim, izamreka. In the presence of the mighty, neged Elohim. In the presence of the gods, in the presence of the mighty, neged Elohim. Izamreka, izamreka, izamreka. Izamreka, I will Isis, Zamar, chant Isis, I will praise, I will sing Isis to the eye. Lit Dawid, Odeka, Bekol Libi, Neged Elohim, Izamreka. Eshtachwe, Il Hekalak Adsheka, We Ode Eta Shimeka, Al Chasideka, We Ala Emiteka, Kia Higdalta, Al Kola Shimka, Imarateka. I will bow down toward thy holy, thy set-apart temple, and give thanks to thy name for thy mercy and for thy truth. For thou, the I, male, has magnified thy word above all thy name. Thy name. Eshetachwe illa hekalak adesheka. Eshetachwe, I will bow down, I will worship, Eshetachwe. I will worship, I will bow down, I will prostrate. Eshetachwe. Il hekal. Toward thy temple. Kadesheka. Toward thy holy temple. Il hekal. Kadesheka. We ode eta shimeka. And give thanks. We ode. Ode. And I giving thanks. We ode. To thy name, et shemeka, to thy male name, al chasideka, al emiteka, upon, I will give thanks to thy name, to thy male name, upon thy male mercy, with ode et shemeka, upon thy loving kindness, upon thy mercy, chasideka, with all and upon emiteka, upon the eye truth, emiteka, upon the eye male truth. Kiye higdalta al kola shimka imrateka, for thou, the eye male, has magnified. Ki higdalta, for the eye has made gadol great. Higdalta, kiye higdalta, for the eye male has magnified, has bigged up, ki higdalta, has bigged up, al kol shimka, up on, al kol all, shimka, upon all thy name, imrateka, for thou hast magnified thy word, imrateka, the eyes, imrateka, the eyes, word, above, upon all thy name. Ki higdalta al kol shimka imrateka. Eshtachwe lahika lakadisheka. We ode ta shimeka al chasideka. We ala imiteka. Ki higdalta al kol shimka imrateka. Biyoma karati wa ta'neni tarahibeiniya. Be nashi oz. In the day that I called, thou did answer me, answer I. Thou the I didst encourage I in my soul with thy strength. Biyom in the day, biyom karati, in the day that I called. Wata neni. The I answered. Ta neni ani. The I answered ani. Answered I. Answered me. Wata neni. Tarhebeni. And this encourage. This make me proud to say encourage. Tarhebeni. Be nashi oz. Be nashi in my soul. Vinashi oz. Be nashi in my soul. In my psyche. Oz, strength. Biyom karati wata ineni tarhibeini yabinashi oz. Yodukai Yehovah, kol malke aretz, kia shamua imrei fika. All the kings of the earth shall give thee thanks, for they have heard the words of thy mouth. Yodu, they thanking. Ka, the I male. Yoduka, Yahuwah. Yodukai, Yahuwah. They thanking the I, O he who be, we be. Call, Malke, Aretz. Call all, Malke, the kings of Aretz, the kings of the earth, of the earthly plane. Ki, Shamu, for they have heard. Ki, Shamu, for they have heard. Imrei, the words of Fika, Imrei Fika, of the I see, of the I mouth, Imrei Fika, Yodukai Yahuwah, Kol Malke Aretz, Kia Shamu, Imrei Fika, We Yashirua, Be Darkei Yahuwah, Ki Gadola Kabod Yahuwah, Yea. They shall sing of the ways of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, for great is the glory of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. We Yashiru, they shall sing, We Yashiru, Be Darkei, in the ways of, by way of Darkei, the ways of Yahweh, the ways of Jehovah, Bid Darkei Yahweh, Ki Gadol for great, because great for great, Ki Gadol, Gadol, great, big, bigger, for great, for big, Kavod Yahweh, for great is the Kavod Yahweh, the Kavod of Yahweh, of He who be who He be. With Yashiru, Bid Darkei Yahweh, Ki Gadol La Kavod Yahweh, Ki Ram Yahweh, We Shafal Yireh, We Gavoaha, Mi Merchaka Ye Yeda'a. For though Yahweh, Jehovah be high, yet regardeth, have respect, regardeth He the lowly, and the haughty He knoweth from afar. Ki Ram, Ki Ram, Ki for Ram, for high, 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 for Ram, for high, Ki Ram, Yahweh, Ki Ram, Yahweh, for Jehovah, He who be, who He be, is high, with Shafal, Yireh, yet He regardeth, yet He seeth, He looketh upon, He regardeth the Shafal, with Shafal, Yireh, with Shafal, Yireh, yet He regardeth the lowly, He seeth, Yireh, Yireh, with Gaboah, Mi merhaka ye yeda'a, and the haughty, the gaboaha, the gaboah, the haughty, me from merhak, mi merhak, we gaboaha mi merhaka ye yeda'a, ye yeda'a, ye yeda'a, he knoweth, ye yeda'a, he knoweth the haughty from far. Ki ram Yahuwah, we shafal yireh, we gaboaha mi merhaka ye yeda'a. Im elek bikarevat ara te chayeni al afa oibaya tishlacha yadeka we tosh aimniya yemineka. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou the I male quickenest me, quickenest I. Thou the I stretchest forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies. And thy right hand doth save me, and thy right hand doth save I. Im elek, im, though, if or though, elek, im elek, im elek, though I walk, though I tried, elek, I tried, im, if, though, elek, though I tried, bikareb, 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 in the kareb, in the midst, bikareb, in the midst, tsara, 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 of trouble, of anxiety, straightness, narrowness, hemmed in by dangers and trials and tribulations. Te chayeni, te chayeni. Thou givest life, lively up I, the I lively up I. Te chaye ani, te chaye ani, the I gives chai, life, liberty to I. Im eleka bikarebes ara, te chayeni. Al afa oibai, tishlach yadeka. Thou, the eye stretches forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies. Against the wrath, up on the wrath of my enemies. Al af, oy bai, al, upon af, af, the wrath, the anger, oy bai, mine enemies. Al af, oy bai, against the wrath of mine enemies, my haters, my enemies, tishlach. Tishlach, the I male, sendest, tishlach, tishlach, yadeka, tishlach, yadeka, the I stretches or sendest, the I sendest, yadeka, yadeka, the I male hand. We tosh aini yemineka, we tosh aini, we tosh aini, the I saves ani, the I saves I, we and toshi. Toshi ai ani, toshi ai ani, toshi ai ani. The I says ani, says I. With toshi ai ni, yemineka, yemineka. The I male right hand, the I male right hand saves me. Very interesting the sense we have right here, both in the sense of the I saves me in the context of by way of that right hand, but literally the I right hand. The I right hand, she saves me. Te, we, to, she, aini, to, she, aini, yemineka. Imelek, bikrev, tsara, te, chayini, al, af, oi, bai, tishlach, yadeka, we, to, she, aini, yemineka. Yahweh, Yigmora ba'edia, Yahweh, Chasedeka le'olam, Ma'eseya yadeka, ala teref. Yahweh, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, will accomplish that which, that concerneth me, that concerneth I. Thy mercy, O Yahweh, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, endureth forever, for ever. Forsake not the work, forsake not the work of thine own hands. Yahweh, he who be, who he be, yigmor, to accomplish, to fulfill, the sense of perfect, to fulfill, yigmor, ba'idi, that which concerns I, that which is about I, completes, carries out to the full. He who be, who he be, Yahweh yigmor, ba'idi, completes to the full, he who be, who he be, will accomplish, completes to the full, that which concerneth I, ba'idi, Yahuwah, chasedeka le'olam, he who be, who he be, oh, he who be, who he be, oh, Jehovah, chasedeka, the I loving kindness, I chesed le'olam, endureth forever is to le'olam, ma'eseya yadeka al teref, work of the eye hands, ma'isei, the work of yadeka, of the ayad, the work of thy hands, the work of thine own hands, ma'isei, yadeka, al teref, forsake not, withdraw not thine activity unto the task ordained by thee, O he who be, who he be, as affecting I and I, Yisrael, are finally and fully completed and accomplished, and accomplished, and accomplished, and accomplished, and accomplished, and accomplished, and accomplished.
Mizmor kuf lamedchet le David, odecha bechol libi, נגד אלוהים אזמרקה, אשתחווה אליך על קודשך, ואודה את שמך, על חסדך ועל עמיתך, כי הגדלת על כל שמך אמרתך. ביום קראתי ותענני, תרהיבני ונפשי עוז. יודוך, אדוני, כל מלכי ארץ, כי שמעו אמרתיך. וישירו בדרכי אדוני, כי גדול כבוד אדוני, כי רם אדוני ושפל יראה, וגבוה ממרחק ידע. כי אלך בקרב צרה תחייני, על אף אויבי תשלח ידיך, ותושיעני ימיניך. אדוני יגמור בעדי, אדוני חסדך לעולם, מעשה ידיך, al teref. מזמור קוף למתחת לדביר, עודך בכל ליבי, נגד אלוהים אזמרקה, אשתחווה אליך על קודשך, ואודה את שמך, על חסדך ועל עמיתך, כי הגדלת על כל שמך אמרתך. ביום קראתי ותענני, תרהיבני ונפשי עוז. יודוך, אדוני, כל מלכי ארץ, כי שמעו אמרתיך, וישירו בדרכי אדוני, כי גדול כבוד אדוני, כי רם אדוני ושפל יראה, וגבוה ממרחק ידע. כי אלך בקרב צרה תחייני, על אף אויביי תשלח ידיך ותושיעני ימיניך. אדוני יגמור בעדי, אדוני חסדך לעולם, מעשה ידיך אל תרף.
Psalm 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands, 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 of thine own
Padamawi, Padamawi, Inslasia.
The whole place is too far.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah.
Yaman, cleanse you and your friend, Bunyan. No name sweet as Emmanuel, Selassie I shall take us from Egypt. No name sweet as Emmanuel, and yet still you no friend. Yo! Kings of the earth, come to yourself, you cannot see it. It's virtue, God bless you with your wealth. Woman of the soil, where is your meditation? For the black child, the future generation. Kings of this earth, come to yourself, you cannot see it. If it's virtue, you inherit your wealth. Woman of the soil, where is your meditation? For the black child, the future generation. Oh, tell me, you not see yourself as it is. Tell them, say, if you not see yourself as it is, you can't see it.
every man according to his word on this land. Yes, it's like a day on the day of his wrath.
Sugar Miner, rest in peace, rise in glory. Yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom.